The Columbus Clippers are on the air.
Well, here's a ground ball toward the middle. That's going to be stopped by Clement. Backhand flip to the shortstop. Velasquez on to first. Double play of the season.
It's time for the Spectrum pregame show. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and you could save hundreds. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save.
Lifts it in the air to left field. Long run over toward the line. He lays out and makes the catch like Superman.
Now, let's head to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Columbus Clippers, Ryan Mitchell.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Columbus Clippers Baseball. I'm Ryan Mitchell. Glad to have you along today. The Clippers open up a new series here in the Circle City of Indianapolis, Indiana, taking on a familiar foe in the Indianapolis Indians. The Clippers coming off of a homestand that for the first time in team history saw them sweep a six-game series at Huntington Park. The Syracuse Mets did not have a lot for the Clippers over the course of that series. There were a couple of back-and-forth ball games where Syracuse had their hitting shoes on, but generally speaking, it was all Clippers all the time as they dominated that series to jump out to a 9-3 start on the season after splitting a six-gamer in Allentown, Pennsylvania. The Clippers sit atop the International League West. As we take a look at the standings, the Clippers at 9-3 are a half game better than St. Paul, 8-3. The Saints coming off a big series victory against the Indianapolis Indians. Nashville at 8-4, a game out. Indianapolis 2.5 back at 6-5. Iowa 6-5 as well. Memphis 6-up and 6-down, as are the Omaha Storm Chasers, 3 games out of first place. Gwinnett at 5-7, then Toledo at 3-8, and Louisville 3-9. They're in the basement at 6 games out. In the East Division of the International League, it's still the Woo Sox on top at 9-3. They're a game better than the offensive juggernaut, the Norfolk Tides, at 8-4. Buffalo and Rochester, both 7-5, 2 games out of first place. Charlotte, even 500 at 6-6. Scranton Wilkes-Barre 5-6, 5-7 for both Jacksonville and Lehigh Valley. Durham, an uncharacteristic slow start to the season at 4-8. They're 5 games out. And Syracuse, after getting swept by the Clippers, still just 1 win on the year at 1-10. They are 7.5 games out of first place. Adam Scott, the left-hander, takes the ball for the Clippers today. He will oppose Major League rehabber Sam Howard, trying to battle back from a back injury. It's a beautiful day in central Indiana. Glad to have you along for some Clippers baseball. So, fans, settle in, sit back, and relax. The starting lineups and first pitch coming your way. Clippers baseball starts right now.
You've been listening to the Spectrum pregame show.
Soft serve pop up into shallow center field. Out is Velasquez. He makes the catch, and the Clippers are Governor's Cup champions.
It's almost game time. Let's go back out to the ballpark.
And at the ballpark we are. Just finished up our national anthem here from Victory Field. Let's get you the starting lineups, brought to you as always by MILB.TV. Clippers fans, the Guardians' future is here. With all home and away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Clippers on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Clippers at checkout and you'll save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for more details. The Clippers bat first for the first time in quite a while. It'll be Richie Palacios to lead things off in left field. He's followed by the shortstop, Gabriel Arias. Luke Maley continues his rehab appearance for the Clippers on the road. He is the catcher batting third. Cleaning up, Oscar Gonzalez is in right. Daniel Johnson, the designated hitter, bats fifth. Will Benson sixth in center. And the bottom third of the order for the Clippers today, David Fry at first base. Mitch Tolman will be at second. And Jose Fermin at third. On the hill for the Clippers, it'll be Adam Scott. Here's the lineup he will face for Indianapolis. Travis Swaggerty will lead things off in center field. O'Neill Cruz will be the shortstop, the top prospect for Pittsburgh, batting second. Rodolfo Castro bats third at third. The cleanup man is Mason Martin. He's at first base. Anthony Alford on a rehab assignment will be in left, batting fifth. Cal Mitchell sixth in right field. Hunter Owen will be the designated hitter and seven hitter, followed by the catcher Jason DeLay. And at the bottom of the order for Pittsburgh's top farm club tonight, it'll be Jihwan Bey at second base. On the hill, as I mentioned in the Spectrum pregame show, it's Sam Howard making a rehab appearance. Howard was injured in spring training, actually suffered some back spasms, so starts the year on the shelf. In spring for Pittsburgh, he made it through four games, had an 0-1 record, and really didn't pitch all that well when he was out there. A 14.73 earned run average. He struck out seven batters over 3 2/3 innings, but walked four and gave up six runs on four hits, including a couple of home runs. The left-hander, Howard, broke into the major leagues back in 2018 for Colorado, four games for the Rockies, and then the next year pitched 20 games for Colorado out of their bullpen before moving on to Pittsburgh. And in 2020, he pitched in 22 games in that shortened season, 54 games a year ago. Things started pretty well in 2021 for Sam Howard, but they didn't finish all that great. 5.60 earned run average all told over 45 innings. Better than a strikeout per inning batter by a fair piece. 60 strikeouts over that time. Cade 60 of the 199 batters that he faced. He had a whip last year in the major leagues of 1.46, so allowing just about 1.5 base runners per inning. And, that's going to lead to a lot of runs, and that's what happened against him with that 5.60 earned run average. Defensive alignment brought to you by the Ohio Lottery. Winning happens every day. Visit ohiolottery.com. Indianapolis out there in the home whites with the red numbers, caps, black bill on that cap, and names in black across the shoulders. Anthony Alford in left field, Travis Swaggerty in center, Cal Mitchell in right, Rodolfo Castro at third base. O'Neill Cruz will be at shortstop, Jihuan Bay at second, Mason Martin at first, Jason DeLay will give the signals out to the mound where Sam Howard has completed his warm-up tosses and is ready to make his first pitch. From the set position, he deals, and the fastball is at the knees for a called strike. 0-1 against the Clippers' leadoff man, Richie Palacios, who's been at the top of the order most of the year. Castro in tight at third, but well off the line. The next pitch is soft away, 1-1. 52 degrees at game time here in Indianapolis. Winds out of the west at 9 miles per hour under partly cloudy skies. Here comes the 1-1, and it is high and away, two balls and a strike. Game time conditions presented by Aldi. Ballpark snacks for low prices. Talk about a grand slam. From Southern Grove Peanuts to Clancy's Pretzels, Aldi has them all and is proud to sponsor the Columbus Clippers. Visit a store near you and find it online at aldi.us. Palacios takes a fastball inside on 2-1, make it three balls and a strike to the Clippers left fielder. Now the pitch clock doesn't exist right now, because Sam Howard is on a Major League rehab assignment. He deals a fastball for a called strike over the inside part of the plate to fill up the count. Anytime anybody on a Major League rehab assignment is involved in a plate appearance, there will not be a pitch clock. Here comes the payoff. Ground ball, boy, they played it perfectly. Cruz, the shortstop, just before the pitch, moved just to the right of the second base bag, and the ball absolutely found him in that spot. He'll throw over to first. Quick and quiet out there. One up and one down. And it is hard to miss O'Neill Cruz. He played two games for Pittsburgh last year and became the tallest shortstop in Major League history. 6'7" tall. Next bat, first pitch swing and a high fly ball to left center field, and that is going to be pulled in. It was Daniel Johnson at the plate, so apparently there has been a change in the batting order for the Columbus Clippers. They still have Arias listed in the batting order up there. I'm not entirely sure what the situation is, but there's a called strike to make it 0-1 against Luke Maley. That was Daniel Johnson, who swung and flied out to left field on the first pitch. We'll see where Gabriel Arias is when the Clippers come out of the dugout for the bottom half of the first inning, as Maley swings and misses to go down 0-2. The pitch. Fastball high and away. One ball, two strikes. Well, late lineup change. Yeah, at the AAA level can mean all sorts of things. Next pitch is a fastball tight to Maley. Make it two balls and two strikes. Long pause, now the pitch. Check swing, and the ball found the bat. Fouled away, still 3-2. Set by the lefty, here's the pitch. And the fastball is high for ball four. All right, Oscar Gonzalez is at the plate. So he stays in the cleanup spot. The pitch. Hard line drive, shot the other way into right field. That's a base knock. And it's going to roll to the corner. Gonzalez heading for second. He'll be in. Maley's going to be waved around. As the ball rattles around in the corner, Maley will score standing. And for Oscar Gonzalez, he takes three bases, and the Clippers take a 1-0 lead. Well, this is a Triples ballpark, no doubt about it. But typically, triples happen in the gap, not necessarily in the right field corner. But Gonzalez hit the ball so hard that he was able to get past the right fielder and all the way to the wall. Cal Mitchell chased it into the corner, but the ball hit hard and he went too far into the wall. And it bounced past him. That should be scored as an RBI triple. Here is Will Benson. So Benson batting fifth. Takes. And that one is low on 0-1. Make it a ball and a strike. Big center fielder Benson with power and speed. Swings this pitch and chops it on the first base side. Mason Martin comes to get it, and he will take it to the bag himself for the three unassisted. And that will do away with the Clippers, but they get a run on a hit and a man left aboard. After a half, it's the Clippers one. And Indy coming up.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donato's, every piece is important.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Thank you.
is coming up here in the home half of the first inning. We have Mitch Tolman playing at shortstop for the Clippers, and Ike Freeman is at second base. So Gabriel Arias looks like he is out of this ball game. As soon as we can get something official for you, I will pass it along. But outside of that, the rest of the lineup appears to be as initially advertised. Palacios is in left field. Benson is in center. And Gonzalez is in right. The corner infielders still Jose Fermin and David Fry. Out on the mound for the Clippers, Adam Scott, the left-hander. First pitch a ball, the next pitch a strike. And the third pitch is hit in the air to right field. Sinking line drive coming hard. Gonzalez, he cannot make the catch. He snow-coned the baseball, but as he tried to bring the glove up, the ball stayed on the grass. That'll be a base knock for the leadoff man. Brings up O'Neill Cruz. Still not sure about the back half of the Clippers lineup where they will slot Ike Freeman in. Daniel Johnson was moved up to the two spot where Arias had been previously. O'Neill Cruz, big left-handed batter, takes a breaking ball in the dirt for ball one. As I said, 6 feet, 7 inches tall. Came up with Indianapolis at the tail end of 2021. We saw him in a few games here at Victory Field. And then made two appearances in the major leagues for Pittsburgh. He takes an off-speed pitch low. Two balls and no strikes. Number one prospect in the Pittsburgh organization. They like him offensively, certainly. Lefty-lefty matchup, and the pitch is fouled away. A lot of scouts think that even with his abnormal height, there's a possibility he can stick at shortstop. Some think maybe the outfield is a better spot for him because he runs well and he has a tremendous throwing arm. They play him slightly to pull on the infield, and he swings and misses at the next pitch to even things at 2-2. He's got good actions at shortstop. Here's the next pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. So Cruz is put away on strikes. Swaggerty back to first base. He led the game off with a single offensively for Indianapolis. Clippers lead him 1-0. Luke Maley drew a two-out walk. Oscar Gonzalez plated him with a triple. Rodolfo Castro. Another minor leaguer on the come that Pittsburgh likes a lot. Switch hitter batting from the right side, just 22 years of age. Pittsburgh signed him back in 2015. Played double-A, triple-A, and the bigs last year. Outfield straight away. The lights are already on here in anticipation of impending darkness. Castro swings out in front of an off-speed pitch, and it's 0-2. Swaggerty leads from first. Jumping around over there, not going. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts now for Adam Scott. There's Mason Martin, who's gotten off to a really good start offensively this year for Indianapolis. 10 games. He's got a .359 batting average and an OPS of 1170. Leads the team in hits, leads the team in doubles, leads the team in total bases. Also leads the team in strikeouts, and he takes a first pitch in for a called strike. Five doubles on the year. He has driven in eight. Scott, bent to the waist, looks in for his sign. He's got what he wants. Takes a peek to first. Triangle shift on for the Clippers with Ike Freeman in shallow right field. Scott steps off the back of the rubber, didn't have the sign he wanted. Here it comes. And it's a check swing, but he went after it. And it's 0-2. Scott delivered that one low and away. Luke Maley behind home plate directing defensive traffic here. Oscar Gonzalez is looking right into the setting sun in right field. There goes the runner. Here comes the pitch. It's low. The throw from Maley is off the bag. And the runner is safe. Now, with the overshift on, the throw actually went to the third baseman for Mean. And so that made for an interesting dynamic. The shortstop, Tolman, playing on the right side of second base, as the throw came down, he went wheeling all the way around behind second and sprinting for third. And Maley did the same. As soon as he delivered the baseball, he took off for third base because there was no defender there. So it's a steal for Swaggerty. A 1-2 pitch coming, and it is off the outside corner, 2-2. Potential tying run in scoring position. 1-0 Clippers in the bottom half of the first inning. Time called now. Not sure who called it. Scott with a long look at second. Peeks another time. Now deals. Another check swing at a breaking ball in the dirt. And the appeal is denied. Maley put the tag on just to be safe, but it's a 3-2 count. That wind blowing here is coming in from left field. This is not a home run friendly yard by any stretch of the imagination, to any field really. If the wind's coming in, makes it even worse. Payoff. Fastball, strike three on the outside corner. Leadoff single for Swaggerty, and then three straight strikeouts for Adam Scott. We've played an inning here at Victory Field in Indianapolis, Indiana, and the Clippers have a 1-0 lead.
Shopping for a vehicle? At Auto Palace, their springtime sales event has begun. They have an amazing selection of used cars with the lowest prices in Central Ohio. Have a trade? Auto Palace will guarantee you $2,000 trade-in value. Don't wait. This springtime sales event won't last long. Get approved on a newer, lower mileage vehicle with zero money down. Auto Palace finances everyone. Just sign and drive off the lot. It's that simple. Every vehicle comes with a 30-day warranty. Auto Palace also offers extended warranties that fit your wallet. Auto Palace is open 7 days a week and finances everyone. Take advantage of the best trade-in program in Central Ohio, along with the best prices and quality pre-owned vehicles. Stop by and check out their great inventory. Auto Palace, located at 4621 West Broad Street. Call 614-851-6000 or go online at autopalacecolumbus.com. All deals are subject to credit approval. Down payment requirements are normal dealer requirements.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here come the Clippers in the top half of inning number two, and it looks like David Fry will be our leadoff man. Haven't seen anybody emerge into the on-deck circle yet. There we go. It'll be Mitch Tolman, I believe.
Yeah.
So Tolman will be the seven hitter. First pitch, swing and fry, fouls it back to the screen. 0-1, 1-0 Clippers. Sam Howard back out for a second inning of work, but there is already activity in the bullpen for Indianapolis. Lefty deals and misses inside. We are expecting Chase DeYoung to be the piggybacker here. But if that happens, it will be with a clean start to an inning because that's not who's warming up. John O'Reilly is getting loose. Two balls and a strike to count. Howard has his sign, goes into the motion, and gets a swing and a miss. 91-mile-an-hour fastball. 2-2 count. Howard first appeared in the Florida State League affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates in Bradenton. Now up here in AAA, trying to get his way back to the majors as long as he's healthy. Fry pops one up, third base side. Cruz, the shortstop, actually is going to be called off by Rodolfo Castro as the wind pushes it farther toward the infield grass, and it'll be the third baseman to make the call and the catch. That's out number one. Jose Fermin is in the on-deck circle, so that means that Freeman, the second baseman, will be batting ninth. Lefty-lefty matchup, and the pitch to Tolman is off the inside corner. One ball, no strikes. Howard goes into the motion and deals. Fouled back to the screen. Now the 1-1, that's a called strike on the outside corner. Howard working at a good pace here, even though the pitch clock is not on because he's on a Major League rehab assignment. The 1-2. That's in tight. Almost hit Tolman on the front shoulder. It is good pacing here. Lefty is ready. And he throws it. That's high and away. Payoff. Hit on the ground to second base. Three hops out to Bay. He will throw to first in plenty of time for out number two. Jose Fermin is actually going to turn around. There's going to be a pitching change. So Howard will go an inning and two-thirds. He faces seven batters, a run on a hit, and a walk and no strikeouts. And it will be a call to the bullpen early here for Indianapolis. We will step away and come back after these words. Clippers on top by a 1-0 score.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for. life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care. And with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
John O'Reilly takes the hill for Indianapolis. Two outs in the top of the second inning. Sam Howard's day is done. Looked like he was moving free and easy, throwing all of his pitches. On the Pittsburgh injured list with back spasms out of spring training. And so O'Reilly, a 6'5 right-hander from Westwood, New Jersey, comes on for Indy. He was signed back in 2018 by Pittsburgh. Last year split his time between AA and AAA. He'll deal with Jose Fermin. Fermin hitting just 188 on the season. But he has found himself on base at a pretty good clip because he has drawn 10 walks. On base percentage of 381. First offering to him is a called strike. A one count to the Clippers' third baseman. Infield pretty much straight up on him. Here comes the pitch. And it is a high fastball. With the first few days of the season, Fermin was as aggressive after fastballs as you are going to see a player be. But laid off most of the breaking stuff. Lays off a breaking ball here. And it's outside, 2-1. Two of his six hits have gone for home runs. He's also got a double. And he takes a heater inside here. Three balls and a strike. So slugging at 406, even with the sub-200 batting average. He waits the 3-1. O'Reilly fires a soft ground ball up the middle. Cruz will get it from behind the second base bag. He'll fire a bullet over to first in time for out number three. The Clippers go in order, and we go to the bottom of the second. 1-0 Columbus in Indianapolis.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout.
People are complex beings, and it's a big picture. And as a nurse, we have a responsibility to look at all those things. And sometimes that means holding someone's hand for a little while they cry. It might mean that you get to listen to a story about their kids or their grandkids. All of that is patient care. I'm Tracy, and I'm a nurse at Mount Carmel.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Indy coming up in their half of inning number two. Anthony Alford to lead things off. Major League rehab assignment for Alford. Originally drafted by Toronto in the third round back in 2012. Came up through the Toronto system, and then Pittsburgh claimed him off the waiver wire in late 2020. Alford takes just a little bit off the inside corner. Two balls and no strikes now. We saw him in an Indians uniform in 2021. The wind, the pitch from Scott. And a foul ball back to the screen makes it 2-1. 56 games for Indianapolis, and he hit very well. 307 batting average. Had a dozen doubles, 14 homers. Alford, right-handed batter, waits. Here's the pitch, and off the outside corner, says the home plate umpire for a 3-1 count. Wayne Kraus calling the balls and strikes. It's been a pretty tight zone so far. Reed Bassner at first base, and the crew chief, Aaron Higgins, is at third. Scott goes into the motion, deals a fastball, and it's fouled away 3-2. Alford was called up to the major leagues twice by Pittsburgh last year. Spent about a quarter of the season up there and hit 233. Swings out in front of the off-speed pitch here on 3-2, and that is four straight strikeouts for Adam Scott. Scott gave up a single to Travis Swaggerty to start the game offensively for Indianapolis, and everyone else that has come to the plate has turned right back around and walked to the dugout, a strikeout victim. First offering to Cal Mitchell out of the zone for ball one. Lefty-lefty matchup. Next pitch, fastball in there for a called strike. Mitchell's had a great start to the season. 10 games, he's hitting .371. Leads the team with three homers and 12 runs batted in. Overshift on against him. The 1-1 pitch is hit on the ground. Foul, he pulled it. But outside the line on the first base side. 1-2 now to the right fielder. Four doubles in addition to his three home runs. He does not walk much. He's only got two in 35 at-bats. So overall, 38 plate appearances. He's got two walks and a sac fly, and he takes downstairs here, 2-2. Mitchell, second-round pick in the 2017 draft out of San Diego, California. Swings at the next pitch and flies it foul down the left field line out of play. Started the year last year and spent most of it in AA Altoona, sometime here in AAA as well. 23 years of age. Here comes the 2-2 again. Off speed, hit on the ground, and scooped by the first baseman. David Fry will race to first and beat Mitchell there for the three unassisted putout. Two down now for Hunter Owen. Owen, 28 years of age, out of Evansville, Indiana. We've seen him quite a bit in an Indians uniform over the years. Three defenders on the left side of the infield, playing the right-handed batter to pull. He takes a called strike over the outside corner. Swings and drives one to right. Shallow. Coming hard is Gonzalez. He'll make the catch on the run for out number three. Adam Scott puts him down in order. Nobody scores in the second inning. The Clippers lead the game by a 1-0 count as we go to the third.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step one, shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step two, level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix, we're so you.
Work boots looking a little worse for wear? Then it's probably time for some new shoes in 22. Kurtz Boots carries all the top brands, like Harriet, Carhartt, Thorogood, Irish Setter, among others. Kurtz Boots is family-owned and prides itself on passing the best pricing available along to you, the customer. Kurtz Boots also carries Western boots, apparel, jeans, sweatshirts, and much, much more. Kurtz Boots is located at 12751 Worthington Road in Pataskala. Or check them out online at KurtzBoots.com.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top of the third inning. Another new pitcher on for Indianapolis. This is Chase DeYoung. The well-traveled DeYoung, originally drafted by Toronto. Second-round pick in 2012. And he has worn a lot of different uniforms over the course of his career. Dealing with the nine-hitter, Ike Freeman. Clippers on top, 1-0 as we start the third inning. The right-hander kicks and fires, and Freeman swings and fouls it back to the top of the screen, 0-1. After two-plus years in the Blue Jays system, he was traded to the L.A. Dodgers for international bonus slot money, along with Tim LaCastro. That was in July of 2015. 0-1 pitch. Fastball off the outside corner, 1-1. Less than 2 years later, the Dodgers traded him to Seattle for Aneris Zabala and Drew Jackson. DeYoung's pitch is a big bender that finishes up and in, two balls and a strike. Seattle, just over a year later, traded him to Minnesota along with Ryan Costello in exchange for Zach Duke and cash. Fastball strike evens it at 2-2. That's the last time he was traded, back in July at the deadline of 2018. Just shy of a year later, Minnesota released him. He signed with Houston and has bounced around since. 2-2 pitch fouled away by Freeman. Signed with Pittsburgh, finally, in January of 2021. And re-signed again prior to this season. Once more, the 2-2 pitch. Fastball off the outside corner to Freeman. And that'll fill it up. Ike Freeman had a great homestand against the Syracuse Mets. Hit 364. Three homers, five RBIs. Walked a million times here, though he strikes out swinging at a fastball for strike three. One down now, back to the top of the order. Richie Palacios to the plate. Palacios was 6-for-20 in the series against Syracuse and drove in seven runs over the six games. Swings at the first pitch, chops it on the first base side. It kicks into foul territory, 0-1. Richie is one of only two international leaguers to have at least 10 RBIs and no home runs. Vinny Pascatino is the other. Not to be confused with Vinny Pastino. Vinny Pastano was, of course, a closer for the Clippers in the early 2010s before making his way to Cleveland and then other teams as well. Palacios takes the 1-1 high and away. A fastball at 93 from DeYoung. Right-hander from the first base side of the slab. Kicks and deals a breaking ball and misses inside. Three balls and a strike. Palacios, 13 home runs in 157 career games. So he is not a home run hitter. Swings here, though, and bashes one down the right field line. It's foul. He got out in front. If that was a fair ball, might have had home run distance, but we'll never know. Down the right field line is the only opportunity for a cheapie here at Victory Field. Now the payoff. Swung on and missed. He was out in front. DeJong pulled the string on him. Two down for Daniel Johnson. They call it 320 right down the right field and left field lines here. And then it gets deeper in a hurry. First pitch to Johnson. Strike called over the outside corner. You get about 20 feet into fair territory, and it's at least 330 because the wall juts back from the foul pole pretty dramatically and then begins an arc around. Here's a ball hit into right field. That's going to get down for a base knock. Johnson hits first, heads for second, and he'll be in with a two-out double. That's a good piece of Daniel Johnson-esque hitting. Hard line drive contact, finding pay dirt, and Johnson getting to second base. When he first came up to AAA after being acquired from the Washington Nationals, we saw a lot of that. Hard line drive contact last year was a bit of a struggle for him. Good to see him get back there. Luke Maley, offensively, they've only gotten him out once on this rehab assignment. Breaking ball to him on the first pitch is in for a called strike from DeJong. Maley has four hits in five at-bats and two walks. Walked and scored in the first inning. That's why it's 1-0 Columbus. Next pitch, popped up foul down the right side and out of play. Next pitch, went back to the breaking ball, missed it outside. Maley trying to make his way back from a left hamstring strain. Here comes the 1-2. Foul tipped the fastball into the catcher's mitt for strike three. And so DeJong gives up a double, but strikes out three Clippers in the third inning. We've got the bottom of three coming up after this. Columbus 1, Indianapolis nothing.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care. And with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Jason DeLay to lead things off for the Indianapolis Indians as we go to the bottom half of the third inning. 8-9-1 for the home team. Clippers lead them 1-0. Columbus got a two-out run in the first inning. That's been it. Adam Scott, already four strikeouts in two innings worth of work, gave up a single and nothing since. It's a called strike on the first pitch fastball to DeLay. Another pitch in for a called strike. DeLay waits. Scott deals, and a fly ball down the right field line will be foul into the netting. Well, now that we have starter for Pittsburgh, Sam Howard, out of the game, the pitch clock will be in effect most of the time. Here's a fly ball to right field, and that will fall in front of the charging Oscar Gonzalez for a base knock. Leadoff single for Indianapolis. They had one in the first inning, and Scott mowed down the next three on strikes. Still, when there are Major League rehabbers at the plate, there will be no pitch clock, so each team has one. Anthony Alford, the five-hitter for Indianapolis, and the Clippers' three-hitter, Luke Maley, on a rehab assignment from the Guardians. Man at first takes his lead. Scott delivers his pitch, and it's swung on and fouled away. Adam Scott won his last start for his first AAA victory. 1-0 with a 2.16 earned run average coming into play today. That ERA has been whittled down to 1.74. Fastball strike on the outside corner. Quickly 0-2. Canandaigua, New York, the home of Adam Scott. Now it's 0-2. Lifted foul out of play down the left field line. Sean Moramondo is also from that hometown. Makes his home, though, in Fort Mill, South Carolina, which is the former home of the Charlotte Knights. Knight Stadium was located in Fort Mill. Just over the state line into South Carolina outside of Charlotte. 0-2 pitch. Line drive up the middle for a base knock. And that's back-to-back singles for Indy to start this third inning. Ji-Hwan Bae fell behind in the count. But that just slap swing. Sent it right back up the box. Two on, nobody out. Scott, 6'4", 230-pound southpaw. Drafted by the Guardians in the fourth round back in 2018. Made his AAA debut in 2021 for Columbus. Made three starts, lost all three games. 0-3 with a 6.00 earned run average, pitching against Toledo, Nashville, and Louisville at the end of the season. Travis Swaggerty squared to bunt, pulled back. It's low for ball one. Swaggerty had a base hit to start the ball game offensively for Indianapolis. Never left first base. Scott's been in the Clippers rotation since day one. Got a no decision in his first game against Lehigh. Next pitch, strike called on the outside corner, a fastball. Scott gave up two runs over 3 1/3 innings on two hits against the Iron Pigs, walked four. And then against Syracuse, put together a dandy start. Here's his 1-1. Over but just below the knees, two balls and a strike. Scott went five innings, no runs, just one hit allowed, didn't walk a batter, and he struck out five, going those five innings on only 55 pitches. 2-1 offering. Hit high in the air to center field, but not deep. Benson running the shadow line in right center field, makes the catch for out number one. Shadows encompassing all of the infield, all of shallow right field, most of center and left. Still Oscar Gonzalez in right field staring into the setting sun. He's been battling that now for three innings. So Swaggerty out, O'Neill Cruz is in, and the first pitch to him is in the dirt for ball one. Cruz, a strikeout victim, his first time up. Clippers going with a left-handed starter today. And a lot of the hot bats to start the year for Indianapolis, left-handed as well. Two balls, no strikes to Cruz. Big left-handed batter with power. Looks at a fastball at the top of the zone for a called strike. And when you're 6'7", the top of the zone is up there. Scott has his sign, goes into the motion, and delivers on the inside corner for a called strike, 2-2. You've got a guy that's strikingly tall. The Yankees have a couple of big dudes. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Threw him the breaking ball, and Cruz could not find it. He goes down on strikes for the second time today. Got Aaron Judge. Got Giancarlo Stanton. But you think about the really, really tall batters. Tony Clark. That high strike is higher than normal. When guys try and pitch in the top of the zone, you actually have to elevate even more than you're used to. First pitch swinging, Castro skies it to left field, and that is playable for Richie Palacios. He'll come underneath, make the catch, and that is out number three. So again, Adam Scott allows a base runner to start an inning, as he did in the first. This time they were back-to-back singles, but no damage done as he puts the next three down quietly, and we're through three innings here at Victory Field. Clippers 1, Indians nothing.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make $200 to $300 this year.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code DOLLAR for 25 cents a gallon or more cash back on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code DOLLAR to earn 25 cents a gallon or more on your first tank. That's code DOLLAR.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Easy 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
Top four, 1-0 Columbus on top. First game of a six-game series here at Victory Field. IL West division rivals. That's not going to change with all the realignment. Of course, Indianapolis was in the American Association prior to joining the International League. Clippers will make two trips to Indy. And the Indians twice come to Columbus this year as well. Now, one of those trips to the capital city of the Buckeye State will be to wrap up the season. And it's just a three-game tilt, September 26, 27, and 28. First pitch, a strike, and the next is a bouncer into Oscar Gonzalez, who tripled his first time up. driving in the game's only run. 1-1 the count. Paul DeJong back out there. He is... He's got the length to go the rest of the way if need be. He came on in the third, and he has thrown 7 innings in a game this year. In fact, there were 7 no-hit innings. The pitch. Breaking ball, hit on a line, into left field this time, and it'll roll all the way to the wall. Gonzalez into second base with the play in front of him. No chance for a triple, but that's his second extra base hit of the ball game. Oscar Gonzalez is a very, very interesting hitter. He is just a fun guy to watch. He'll take swings that make you think he's got no clue about what's going on up there. He will swing and miss and look bad doing it. And then 2 pitches later, on the same pitch, in the same at bat, he'll drive it into the outfield for a base hit. He's in scoring position for Will Benson, who takes a high fastball for ball one. DeJong was part of a combined no-hitter earlier this season for Indianapolis in St. Paul. Last Wednesday, here's a pitch downstairs to Benson. 2 balls and no strikes. DeJong started it. Austin Bryce and Yeri De Los Santos each pitched a scoreless inning and a no-hit inning. 2-0 pitch. Oh, it's inside. It hit him on the leg. Ouch. Just above that shin guard. Not a whole lot of padding right there, and Benson will take first base. Indianapolis shut out. I mean, they did not have a very good series, Indy against St. Paul, but that was a heck of a good day. A 5-0 shutout victory last Wednesday, the 15th no-hitter in Indianapolis franchise history, their first no-no since 2012. DeJong walked a man in the third inning, but no hits. That, coincidentally, was the same day Clayton Kershaw went 7 perfect innings for the L.A. Dodgers. First pitch, breaking ball to David Fries in for a called strike. DeJong and Kershaw both threw 80 pitches in 7 no-hit innings. DeJong did it in St. Paul, Minnesota. Clayton Kershaw did it in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Fry swings and hits one down the left field line. That's a fair ball. It's going to get into the corner. Gonzalez rounds third, heading for home. Here comes speedy Will Benson. Relay, throw, play at the plate. Not in time. Benson slides in safely. And on the play, Fry takes third. That is a 2-run double. Will Benson gets up slowly, holding on to his arm. Boy, it was a bit of a rough time around for Benson. Drilled on the leg by a pitch. And comes up slowly at home, but the Clippers lead it 3-0 as David Fry drives in a pair with a 2-run double. Went to third on the play. Clippers are knocking around Chase DeJong here. Well, keep an eye on Will Benson, see if he comes back out. Defensively, first pitch swinging on a ground ball with the infield in, fielded by Martin. Mitch Tolman hit it hard, but right at the drawn-in infield. Tolman out 3 unassisted as Martin steps on the bag, and Fry has to hold position at third base. Well, I like the thought there from Tolman. Got a pitch he could handle, didn't wait around. If it's 5 feet to either side, it's a base hit and another run. Infield still in now with one down. And Jose Fermin swings at the first pitch, but he fouled this one away. 3-0 Columbus.
Yeah.
Next pitch hit down the right field line by Fermin. That is slicing. It is a foul ball by about 2 feet. Oh, he was just late. Good piece of luck there for Indianapolis. A tough break for the Clippers. Now 0-2. And the pitch, high and tight. Three runs for Columbus on four hits, no errors. No runs, three hits, no errors for Indy. The pitch. Breaking ball misses outside. The wind has picked up, and now instead of blowing in from left field, it's blowing across the field from left to right. So a little bit out toward right field. Long pause, now the 2-2. Fastball is high. DeJong peers in, has his sign. Now the pitch. Curveball and a beauty, called third strike. So for Chase DeJong, that's a big couple of outs right there. Keep that runner at third base. Keep this a three-run game. Brings up Ike Freeman. So for Freeman, it'll take a base hit. Clippers will take a wild pitch or a pass ball here as well. Freeman looks at a curveball that started up at his shoulder, finishes just off the inside corner for ball one. Freeman, a strikeout victim, his first time up back in the third. Next pitch, swung on, foul tipped into the catcher's mitt, 1-1. Now, fans, if you're listening to tonight's game in your automobile, please remember to buckle your safety belt. A message brought to you by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. If you're not buckled up, well, what's holding you back? Top four, Clippers leading 3-0. Here's the pitch. High fastball. 2-1 count. Came in at 93 miles per hour. Your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun at Huntington Park. 2-1 offer. Fastball up in the eyes. Three-one now to Freeman, who has drawn 8 walks on the season. Make it 9. He takes low and away for ball 4. The Clippers have gotten good production from the bottom third of their order. 7-9 in the lineup, a .380 on base percentage. All three spots at least .370 OBP. That's the only club in the International League to do that. Quick meeting out on the hill, the pitching coach, Dan Meyer, to have a word with DeJong and the rest of the congregated infield, as the Clippers now have runners on the corners with two away and Richie Palacios to the plate. Palacios getting his second look at DeJong. Richie grounded to the shortstop, his first time up, officially 0-2. Nice inning here for the Clippers. Double hit batsman, double, and a ground out. Well, even before the ground out, I guess, the Clippers produced their 2 runs in the inning. Everybody back to their stations. Palacios is ready in the left-handed batter's box. Here comes the pitch. It's a breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Jason DeLay. And Fry, he read it as being in the dirt. He was coming home, but then saw how far the ball actually got away and did the right thing. He put on the brakes. One ball and no strikes. The pitch. Heater. Strike called on the outside corner. Palacios thought it was wide, but his opinion is not the deciding one. So it's 1-1, and time is called by Palacios. Looked like DeJong wanted to kind of speed up the pace right there, and Palacios takes his time out and slows him down. Now the right-hander's ready. The pitch. Lifted foul, out of play. There's activity for Indy down the left field line in the bullpen. Looks like Blake Wyman down there, I think. Next pitch, curveball, fouled twice. Once on the swing and then another time on the follow-through. Got Palacios bunched up the middle defensively. Offering to him is a curveball down and in. You got O'Neill Cruz, the shortstop, basically right behind the second base bag. And then the third baseman and second baseman are bracketing him almost dead center in the baselines. Martin holding the runner on at first. There's nobody anywhere near the third baseline. Here it comes, and it's hit high in the air to left field, shallow. Alford started back, coming in, and will make the catch on the run for out number three. The Clippers get a pair. They leave a pair. They had two hits, and it's now a 3-0 Clippers lead as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at huntington.com/moneyscout.
What makes Donato's Donato's? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness. Edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around. All around the bases. Donato's. Every piece is important.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night, in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught, and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time, or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Of the fourth inning, Adam Scott returns to the hill and he brings a 3-0 lead with him. Columbus left-hander has given up three hits, all three singles. Hasn't walked a batter yet. He's struck out five so far through three innings worth of work, and he'll deal with 4, 5, and 6 in the Indy batting order. Mason Martin to start things off. Martin caught looking at strike three first time up, squares to bunt, pulls back, and it's wide for ball one. We'll check the IL scores. Brought to you as always by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. Two balls, no strikes to count now to Martin. Next pitch is a fastball just a bit outside. Three balls and no strikes. There's a called strike. Top of the eighth inning at Louisville. It's all Iowa so far, 4-0, with the Cubs batting in the eighth inning. Scott delivers another get-me-over fastball that fills the count. He is working very, very quickly. Durham leading at Norfolk, 5-1. Historically, that sounds about right. Payoff pitch, hit on the ground, right back to the hill. Scott's got it. Little rainbow toss over to first for out number one, as easy as you please. Scott fell behind 3-0 and had nary a moment of panic. Just went about his business and gets a soft, easy out. Durham leading Norfolk. If you're a fan of the International League, you say, yeah, that sounds about right. But this year, the Norfolk Tides are 8-4, and they are crushing it offensively. Meanwhile, the Durham Bulls just 4-8 and scuffling out of the blocks. But they're trying to remedy that tonight in the top of the fourth inning. Also top four at Toledo, the Mud Hens putting it on St. Paul. 6-0 Hens at Fifth Third Field. 1-0 pitch to Alford, takes a called strike. Those are teams with photo negative records of one another. St. Paul is 8-3. Toledo just 3-8 on the season. Scott peers in over his glove. Rocks and fires the 1-1. It's hit high in the air and deep to center field. Benson back at the warning track, at the wall. He leaps and makes the catch up against the screen. Will Benson with an athletic play for out number two. That ball traveled about 401 feet. The wall's 402 right there, where Will Benson, just to the right of the 405 sign, left his feet, went up the wall, and pulls it in for the out. Two down for Cal Mitchell, who swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1. Omaha at Memphis, bottom of the third inning in Music City. Now, I guess Blues City. Nashville, they call Music City. That's country music. Here's a high fly ball to left field. Starting in, Palacios now backpedals, gets underneath of it, makes the catch for a 1-2-3 inning. Omaha leading Memphis 1-0. Rochester and Lehigh scoreless. And the same is true in Charlotte at Jacksonville and, Charlotte at Nashville and Gwinnett at Jacksonville. We will go to the top of the fifth inning. The Clippers still leading after a 1-2-3 frame. It is a 3-0 Clippers lead.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Shopping for a vehicle? At Auto Palace, their springtime sales event has begun. They have an amazing selection of used cars with the lowest prices in Central Ohio. Have a trade? Auto Palace will guarantee you $2,000 trade-in value. Don't wait. This springtime sales event won't last long. Get approved on a newer, lower mileage vehicle with zero money down. Auto Palace finances everyone. Just sign and drive off the lot. It's that simple. Every vehicle comes with a 30-day warranty. Auto Palace also offers extended warranties that fit your wallet. Auto Palace is open 7 days a week and finances everyone. Take advantage of the best trade-in program in Central Ohio, along with the best prices and quality pre-owned vehicles. Stop by and check out their great inventory. Auto Palace, located at 4621 West Broad Street. Call 614-851-6000 or go online at autopalacecolumbus.com. All deals are subject to credit approval. Down payment requirements are normal dealer requirements.
You went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Daniel Johnson to bat for the Clippers to lead things off in the top half of the fifth inning. 3-0 visitors. Clippers have won 8 games in a row, looking for their 9th straight win. The last time that happened was back in the 2016 season. Late in that year, in fact, it was a late August run of 9 straight wins for the Clippers. First pitch is a called strike, lefty-lefty matchup as Indy goes back to the bullpen. Blake Wyman is on. Is 0-1. Is inside by a whisker. One ball, one strike. Well, no seven, no hit innings today for Chase DeYoung. He goes two. Clippers got him for two runs earned, three hits. He walked a man and struck out four. Wyman's next pitch is over but low. Two balls and one strike. Daniel Johnson doubled in the third inning. It was the only hit nestled in between three strikeouts in the first frame for DeYoung. Now the 2-1 came with a breaking ball again, and that just barely hit the bottom of the strike zone to the chagrin of Daniel Johnson, even the count at 2-2. Next pitch. Broken back ground ball to second, scooped up by Bay. His throw to first is in plenty of time for out number one. Luke Maley due up now. Maley has a walk and a strikeout today. Two of the three true outcomes. If he could get the third, that'd be just fine. Takes a called strike over the outside corner, 0-1. That, of course, would be a home run. Maley walked in the first, came around to score on Oscar Gonzalez triple. He's not Usain Bolt, but he looked good running around the bases. Takes a called strike here, 0-2. When it's a hamstring injury you're coming back from, the up and down of catching, increasing his number of innings, and also a long jaunt around the bases can be good tests to see just how strong that leg is. He takes high and away here, one ball and two strikes. And with what we have seen so far, Maley has looked to be in good shape. Now the 1-2. Swung on, foul tipped into the catcher's mitt for strike three. Two down for Oscar Gonzalez. Gonzalez has five total bases and two trips to the plate. RBI triple in the first inning, a double and a run scored in the fourth. Gonzalez now hitting .310 on the year with a slugging percentage of .619. Swings at the first pitch and fouls it away. And he's used both lines for his extra base hits. Went down the right field line the opposite way for his triple, then pulled one to left his second time up. Oscar's never going to have a high on-base percentage because he does not walk. 0-1 pitch. He takes outside. Now, over the past handful of games, he has been more selective at the plate than we have seen him early in the season. Wyman delivers. And a swing and a miss. Got a fastball that time, and he could not connect. It's 1-2. But Oscar is up there to hit. One-two offering. Breaking ball. Bounded slowly out towards second base. Bay has it. Hustles the throw. Gonzalez was sprinting up the line. Is thrown out by a whisker. And that's a 1-2-3 inning. Clippers go quietly in the fifth. We're halfway through regulation innings at Victory Field. Columbus leading by a 3-0 score.
At Hollywood Casino, surround yourself with winning. Celebrate a decade of winning with us. Hit the gaming floor where your next jackpot awaits. With nearly 2,000 of the hottest slots and Columbus's only spot for table games, the action never ends. Grab a quick bite, treat yourself to fine dining, or catch a live show. Join in on the celebration of fun, excitement, and jackpots. HollywoodColumbus.com. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Columbus fans, leave room for dessert because Perry's Ice Cream, that's Perry's, P-E-R-R-Y-S, is a proud sponsor of the Clippers. Perry's slow-cooked, one-batch-at-a-time ice cream is made for indulgence, with signature flavors like Panda Paws, featuring creamy vanilla with thick fudge swirls and peanut butter-filled paws. Every moment is better with Perry's. Next time you're cheering on the Clippers at Huntington Park, hit concessions for the good stuff. Not at the game? Ask for Perry's at your favorite scoop shop, grocery store, or visit perryscream.com to find the location nearest you. Life is a bowl of Perry's.
I don't hydrate like everyone else because I'm not everyone else. They drink what they're told to drink. I drink what helps me rehydrate and recover. Pedialyte Sport, because it works. And so do I. Hydration beyond the hype.
Three times the electrolytes and half the sugar. Pedialyte powder packs. Feel better fast.
Bottom of the fifth, bottom third of the order for Indianapolis. Clippers lead them by a 3-0 score in the first game of this series. Glad to have you along. I'm Ryan Mitchell. This is Clippers Baseball on Easy 95.1 FM and AM 920 WMNI. First pitch to Hunter Owen is off the inside corner for ball one. Adam Scott, four shutout innings so far, goes back to work and misses outside 2-0. Major League scores in this inning brought to you by Huntington Bank. Smart savings tools, earlier access to your pay, and extra cash on standby. Welcome to Huntington, where banking's being reinvented. Here's a called strike, 2-1. No Guardians game today, again washed out. Next pitch out of the zone, 3-1. Guardians are 4-5. The White Sox are 6-3. But another doubleheader will be scheduled. 3-1 pitch from Scott. Swung on and fouled away. Pittsburgh Pirates, the parent club of these Indianapolis Indians, just underway in Milwaukee, no score. Next pitch. That's low for ball four. So Scott has gone to some deep counts. Hadn't lost a man until just then. It's the third time in five innings that Pittsburgh has had the leadoff man aboard. A leadoff single in the first, then three consecutive strikeouts. A pair of singles to start the third inning. Two pop-outs and a strikeout later. Indianapolis was out of there. Scott works and misses outside. Time called now. Maley heads to the hill. Bottom of the second inning at Comerica Park. The Detroit Tigers put together just an awful first inning. Allowed a couple of unearned runs, but they've had some offense as well. They trail 3-2. Miguel Cabrera with a single against Garrett Cole. He is now four hits away from 3,000 in his major league career. The pitch. Hit on the ground right side, and that's a wide open hole for a base knock. The runner will stop at second base. Oscar Gonzalez got to it quickly, and he can throw. So two men aboard and the potential tying run at the plate. Jihwan Bey will be the batter. He singled his first time up. First game of a doubleheader at Citi Field. Francisco Lindor with a walk-off single. The Mets beat the San Francisco Giants in 10 innings, 5-4. Max Scherzer gets the start in game two, so if you're the Mets, you like your odds of getting a sweep. Nationals at home today beat the Diamondbacks 6-1. Fastball low and away, two balls and no strikes. There's activity for the Clippers in the bullpen as Scott battling the strike zone here a little bit. You'd love for him to get through five innings. Qualify for the win. Double play ball here would be nice. Two balls, no strikes to count. Here comes the pitch. And it's hit on the ground under the glove of Fry, the first baseman. Rounding third and heading for home, scoring the first run of the ball game for Indianapolis is Hunter Owen. Jason DeLay goes on to third. See how they score that? I mean, it looked like under the glove. Fry did not get a piece of it. It was a smash from Bay. I would be surprised if it wasn't a single. Well, he may actually have reached past it as we see the replay. That might go as an error. Here we go, Beltran out to have a word with his pitcher, catcher, and the entirety of the Clippers infield. They do score an error, E3 on the play. And if that ball's fielded, it's a double play ball. Top of the order, Jack Swaggerty at the plate. Singled in the first, fly to center field in the third inning. Played really... like a strikeout here to keep it on the ground to one of the infielders, prevent that run from scoring. Now, the Clippers look like they will concede a run up the middle. They've got Fermin playing even with the base at third. The pitch off the outside corner, 2-0. Aaron Pinto is loose and ready, it appears, down in the Clippers' bullpen. The pitch. That's low. Three balls and no strikes. Scott has thrown only three strikes in this inning. The 3-0. That's in for a called strike. Looked like Swaggerty was taken the whole way. Elsewhere in the major leagues, the Cardinals lead at the Marlins, 4-0 down to Miami, top of the fifth inning. There's ball four. Scott missed low and away, and that'll load the bases. Andy Tracy on the step of the dugout, and he will call time and make a pitching change. So Scott will net get through the requisite five innings to qualify for a win. He pitched well here up until the fifth inning when it kind of got away from him a little bit. We'll see if the Clippers bullpen can help him out. We'll come back after these words and tell you all about it. It's a 3-1 ball game, but the Clippers are in some trouble here in the bottom of the fifth inning.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings. Automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington. Welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/MoneyScout.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Indianapolis trailing 3-1 as they bat here in the bottom of the fifth inning, but they are... in pretty good stead, one out, bases loaded. And they're into the Clippers bullpen as Aaron Pinto is on to pitch. Pinto, 5'10", 210-pounder out of West Covina, California, right-hander, 25 years of age. Very good numbers in his minor league career. Coming into this year, 85 appearances for the former 24th-round pick back in the 2018 draft. More than a strikeout per inning, a sub-2 career ERA, and a whip of 1.01. And his job right now is to face the top prospect in the Pittsburgh organization with the bases loaded and try not to give up any further damage. O'Neill Cruz came up twice against Adam Scott and struck out both times on breaking balls. But Scott walked two and gave up a hit, and there was an error in this inning, so there's nobody out with the bases loaded. And the pitch swung on and fouled away. Cruz is anxious. We'll continue with the major league scores in this frame. Second game of the doubleheader in New York. No score between the Giants and Mets. Also no score in the second game of the doubleheader in Washington between the Nationals and Diamondbacks. 0-1. Strike on the inside corner, 0-2. Blue Jays at Red Sox, it's 1-0. Visitors in the middle of the third inning. Blue Jays leading the game and leading the Red Sox by a game in the American League East. Bottom two at Wrigley, it's 1-0. Rays on top. The other action is later on. No balls, two strikes. Boy, a strikeout here would be huge. Pinto has his sign. He delivers. They tried to get him to chase a pitch low and inside, and that time Cruz wouldn't do it. Pinto on the hill. The Indians have him surrounded. The 1-2. Breaking ball again, and once more, Cruz lays off. 2-2. Three runs, four hits, an error for the Clippers. One run, four hits, no errors for Indianapolis. How costly is the Clippers' error? The rest of this inning will tell us. Here's the pitch. Chopper slowly hit on the first base side. There's a force out at second. Relay back to first. Not in time. An RBI ground out for Cruz. Fielder's choice. He replaces Swaggerty at first as Delay scores and Bay moves on to third. This wasn't hit hard enough for the twin kill. Still wasn't going to keep the run from scoring. Now with one out, if you can get a double play, that would be okay. Clippers still lead it by a run. Base runners out there are still the property of Adam Scott because of the fielder's choice. Pinto goes to work and misses low. For ball one, Rodolfo Castro, switch hitter, batting from the left side this time, is 0-2. Green well off the line at third base. Runner goes from first. The pitch is a strike. The throw is fake. As Maley holds on, he pumped down towards second to see if he could get the runner at third base to tip his hand. It'll be a steal for Cruz. And a 1-1 count against the batter. I told you earlier, O'Neill Cruz has some speed. That's his fourth stolen base already on the season. Number 14 for Indianapolis. The pitch. Fastball in for a strike. And it's 1-2. Well, and now you need the strikeout here for an infield pop-up because the double play is no longer in order. Castro swings and fouls it straight back. Castro struck out 10 times on the year. That is tied for second most on this Indianapolis club. They're up over 100 as a team. With five strikeouts today. Next pitch. And there's another one. Foul tipped into the catcher's mitt. Good breaking ball for strike three. Castro down on strikes for the second time today. And that will bring up the cleanup man, Mason Martin. Tying run at third, go-ahead run at second, and Pinto trying to keep this Clippers lead intact. Slim, though, it is right now. Martin in the left-handed batter's box. He's 0 for 2 today. First pitch, swinging, slow roller, foul on the first base side, 0-1. Pinto has his sign. He delivers. Another big swing, and this one's fouled straight back quickly, 0-2. Now, Martin's not messing around. He's seen it near the strike zone, and he has taken a rip. Let's see what Luke Maley calls for here. Catcher goes through the signs. Pinto from the third base side of the slab. Kicks and deals. Gets a swing and a miss with the high, hard stuff for strike three. Well, Indy scores a pair, but the Clippers still lead it. It's a 3-2 ball game as we go to the sixth in Indianapolis.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Do-it-yourselfers, Evans Carpet Junkyard prices just got even better. You heard me right. Evans Carpet Junkyard prices just got better on carpet, flooring, remnants, discontinued patterns, end rolls, and short rolls. Cash and carry only. Send your contractor or installer. Borrow the neighbor kid's wagon. However you do it, send someone to pick from 30,000 square feet of savings. Stop in 665 North Hague Avenue for Evans Carpet Junkyard.
To all the men and women that serve our country.
Overseas as well as here in the U.S.
We'd like to thank you for your service.
For all you do for us to keep us safe.
And the sacrifice that you put in for us.
Thank you for all you do for our country. Thank you for serving our country.
Thanks for your service.
Thank you for your service.
Thanks for all you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Brought to you by Columbus Worthington Air. Thank you for keeping us safe at home.
My suit can still make an impression.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill, it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Top of the sixth inning. I'm Ryan Mitchell. Glad to have you along for Clippers baseball tonight. Clippers on the road at Indianapolis this week, a six-game series. It's a cool evening here in the Circle City. 52 at game time. The sun has gone down, and so is the temperature. They've got space heaters in the dugouts. They've got them in the ballpark, too, at a couple of the congregation areas. Will Benson at the plate to lead things off in the sixth inning. Takes out of the zone for ball one. Lefty-lefty matchup with Blake Wyman back out there. A fastball misses outside. Two balls and no strikes. Benson grounded to first base in the first inning, was hit by a pitch and came around to score in the fourth. In addition to that, he has made a fantastic leaping catch at the wall. Hits the ball hard on the ground. That's going to get through the right side for a base hit. Bay had him played in the outfield grass and a bit to the pole side, and even so, it was hit hard enough to elude the Indianapolis second baseman. Benson aboard with a leadoff single. The Clippers going to try and get some of those runs back they gave up in the bottom half of the fifth inning. 3-2 ball game. Columbus on top. Winners of eight in a row. Six-game sweep at home of the Syracuse Mets. First time the Clippers have ever swept a six-game series at Huntington Park. There's David Fry. Swings and crushes a ball, but foul down the left field line. Fries hit a couple hard today. Popped a third in the second inning and then had a two-run double in the fourth. It's been a slow start to the year for him offensively. Benson draws a throw at first. He's back in time. Fry's hits have been impactful. He's just 6 for 40. But of his 6 hits, 2 doubles, 2 homers, and 5 runs batted in. He has yet to walk. Pitch to him. Hit up the middle, and that's stopped by Cruz. He will throw on to second for one. The relay from Bay to Martin is in time for a double play. That ball was hit so hard that Fry barely had a chance to get up the line. So bad result, but maybe a good sign that Fry continues to see the ball well enough to hit it with real authority. 6-4-3 in your scorebook. Two down, bases empty now for Mitch Tolman. Wyman deals a fastball for a called strike on the inside corner. Right-hander warming for Indianapolis in their bullpen. Sidewinding right-hander, Austin Bryce. Clippers' pen is quiet. Next pitch, called strike. Quickly 0-2 to the Clippers shortstop. Paused by Wyman, the pitch. Got him swinging. Leadoff single, but the Clippers send the minimum to the plate in the top of the sixth inning. Bottom six coming up after this. Clippers still leading Indianapolis 3-2.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
It feels good having someone on your side. Life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care. And with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
I'm Ryan Mitchell, the voice of the Columbus Clippers, here to tell you about White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango, watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment, whatever that means for you. Made simple, because fun always is. When the question is, should we say, let's. White Claw Hard Seltzer. Two Clippers heading to the bottom of the sixth inning in Indianapolis, Indiana. Anthony Alford to lead things off. Here with Indy on a Major League rehab assignment. Aaron Pinto out on the hill. Came on and got a fielder's choice and back-to-back strikeouts with the bases loaded. One run came in. That run was charged to Adam Scott. Two runs, one earned against Scott on four hits. Five strikeouts, two walks. He will not qualify for the win over four innings of work. So the ball belongs to Pinto now, and his first pitch is outside for ball one to Alford, who is 0 for 2. Righty-righty matchup. Fastball looked good. But called outside, I'm guessing. Again, the strike zone really from the word go for Wayne Krause today has been pretty tight. Relatively consistently so. Pinto deals the 2-0. That's in there. Fastball at 91 miles per hour. Your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun. At Huntington Park, the Clippers will be home next week. Buffalo comes a calling. Louisville, rather. Louisville to close out the month of April. To two count against Alford. Pinto's ready. He deals and gets a swing and a foul ball. Alford just got a piece. Indianapolis visits Columbus June 7 through 12, and then not again till the very end of the season. Next pitch out of the zone, off speed, 3-2. Field back, pretty much straight up. A couple of steps to the pull side. 3-2 pitch is low and away for ball four. That puts the potential tying run aboard. Here's Cal Mitchell. Mitchell's already had a very nice start to the season. He'll try and keep that going here. He takes a called strike. 0-1. Mitchell so far has grounded to first and popped to shallow left field. Gets his first look at a right-handed pitcher tonight. Pinto into the motion and gets a swing and a miss. Came with a breaking ball. And it's quickly 0-2. Keep an eye on Alford there, over there at first base. He'll run. He's got a healthy lead. Going. Here's the pitch. It's a fastball high and away. The throw down to second, not in time. And Alford's got it stolen. Looked like on the last pitch he was thinking about it, maybe just timing up Pinto's delivery. That time he took off and stole it on the pitcher. Throws a bit high into the third base side of the bag, but even if it's right on the pillow, I don't know if they're going to get Alford there. He's in scoring position now. And a step off by Pinto. They'll restart the pitch clock. It's one ball, two strikes. Clippers righty is ready, and he deals. Ground ball, right side, foul ball. Indy's been threatening for big innings a couple of times this evening. The 1-2. Swung on and missed, and that time Mitchell went up out of the zone after that one to go down on strikes. Hunter Owen, the DH at the plate. He walked and scored to begin that two-run fifth inning for Indianapolis. 0-for-1 officially. Owens had a very nice start to the season. Not a lot of power, just two doubles. But he's batting .389 with a .500 on-base percentage. Swings late at the first pitch. Couldn't make up his mind there. It was a curveball at 77 miles per hour. And by the time Hunter Owens started his swing, it was too late. Down the count, 0-1. Long look to second base. Now the pitch, fastball. He was late on that one, too. Quickly 0-2. Austin Bryce again up in the Indianapolis bullpen. We'll see him in the top of the seventh from the looks of things. Pinto's pitch swung on and missed. Power to fastball by Hunter Owen there for strike three. Wasting little time. Two down now for Jason DeLay. The Clippers haven't gotten him out yet. DeLay singled in the third and the fifth. He's got half of their four hits. Top and bottom of the order have done the damage. Travis Swaggerty had a hit and a walk. Ground ball to third. Playing back for the big hop is Fermin. He's got it. Throws to first in time for out number three. And the leadoff walk and stolen base does not come back to haunt Aaron Pinto and the Clippers. We go to the seventh inning. Columbus still clinging to a 3-2 lead.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
As we emerge from times unimagined, several things have become apparent. Stress is very high. Many have less savings for retirement. People are making emotional decisions based on current circumstances, and sadly enough, there will be many forced early retirements. To call things volatile would be an understatement. Now more than ever, you need to educate yourself on your retirement. Let John Heishman of Heishman Financial Services help. Catch John every Sunday at his new time, 9 a.m. on 920 a.m. and 95.1 FM WMNI for the Save Money Retirement Show. Don't miss John Heishman and the Safe Money Retirement Show, providing you with the knowledge to navigate successful retirement planning. The Safe Money Retirement Show, now every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on WMNI. Or go to WMNI.com under the Features column and listen to previous episodes. The Safe Money Retirement Show has moved to Sunday mornings at 9 a.m.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Your home for Clippers baseball is easy. 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
Clippers lead it by a run, and Austin Bryce is on to pitch. Battle of the bullpens from here on out. Guess it was in the fifth inning. A battle of the bullpens from that point. The Clippers on just their second pitcher. With Bryce coming on, Indy has used their fifth curler of the game already. Indians have 17 pitchers on the regular roster and one major league rehabber. That was today's starter, Sam Howard. The Clippers have 18 pitchers listed on their roster. Righty batter Jose Fermin to lead things off. And the first pitch to him is a fastball for a strike on the inside corner. Fermin is 0 for 2. Three runs, five hits, and an error for the Clippers. 2-4 and 0 for the home team, Indianapolis. The Clippers scored a run in the first, a walk and a triple, then plated a pair in the fourth. Double, hit by pitch, double. Not a whole lot going outside of that, though. 0-2 pitch. Out in front of the breaking ball for strike three. Fermin goes down swinging. The Clippers have, at 9-3, tied for the best record in the International League. And they have scored a lot of runs. But they have done it in, I don't want to say strange fashion, really, but team batting average is only 240. That's upper middle of the pack. Fastball here is in for a called strike to Ike Freeman for strike one. What the Clippers have done a nice job of is cashing in on free base runners. Next pitch to Freeman is a strike called over the outside corner. Comes in at 93 miles per hour from a near sidearm angle from Austin Bryce. Quickly 0-2. Bryce, born in Hong Kong, gets a swing and a miss through the off-speed that time for strike three. That's back-to-back Ks for the right-hander. 29 years of age. Last year was with the Boston Red Sox. Split time between AAA and the majors. 6'4", 240-pounder. Two down, bases empty, top of the seventh. The pitch. Strike called on the inside corner. Back to the top of the order for the Clippers. It's Richie Palacios, who has gone 0 for 3 so far today. The offering. Hit hard down to the right field corner, but that's going to be a foul ball. Palacios got around on a little bit too early. Bryce again was part of that combined no-hitter last Wednesday against the St. Paul Saints. He pitched the eighth. Trying to strike out the side. He's ahead in the count 0-2. The pitch. Not on that one. Too far outside. Bryce was drafted in the ninth round by Florida, now the Miami Marlins, back in 2010. His pitch. Sails high and away, a fastball. 2-2. Ultimately broke into the major leagues with the Chicago White Sox in 2016. 2-2 pitch. Fastball again and once more out of the zone. Full count to Palacios. Clippers lead 3-2, top of the seventh. The payoff. Fouled back to the screen. This Dayton Clippers history brought to you by Donato's. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. Donato's, every piece is important. Go back to 1979 when the Clippers concluded their season-opening homestand with an 8-7 win over Richmond. Dennis Wirth had a home run to lead off the ninth inning. 79 Clippers started the year 10-0 on the way to their first Governor's Cup in franchise history. Here's ball four inside to Palacios, and he will take first. A two-out base runner and Daniel Johnson will come up. Of course, after that 1979 championship, the Clippers would go on to win the 1980 and 81 Governor's Cups. They are the first and only team to win three consecutive Governor's Cup championships. Clippers have gone back-to-back on a couple of other occasions, though. Huge lead for Palacios. He takes off on the first pitch. The throw down. He is safe. Just in ahead of the tag. It was a strike to Johnson. Palacios was just inching farther and farther and farther away from first base. Broke on the first move. And looking at the replay, I mean, it was bang, bang, but I think the umpire got it right. So now man in scoring position, Johnson swings late and slashes it foul to the screen, quickly 0-2. Johnson's had some good swings today. Hard double to the right field corner in the third inning. He wants a new war club. Must have felt like he cracked the bat. Richie Palacios out there standing at second base next to O'Neill Cruz. Palacios listed at 5'10", Cruz 6'7". Make an odd pair out there. 0-2 pitch, breaking ball, fouled back to the screen. Johnson stayed on it enough to get a piece. by the right-hander. And the pitch. Breaking ball. That's a called third strike. I don't know if Johnson relaxed there because he saw the pitch clock expire. I noticed it, but the home plate umpire didn't say anything about it. It's a called third strike. The Clippers leave a man at second base. And we go to the stretch here in Indianapolis with the Clippers on top 3-2.
This isn't your regular cola, so this isn't your regular cola ad. This is Nitro Pepsi, the first cola ever infused with nitrogen. Think an infusion of smaller bubbles for a cola that's got a lighter, smoother texture. And don't get me started on the pour. We're talking turn the can completely upside down and watch as those bubbles cascade into the glass to create a frothy, luxurious foam topping. Ah, this is cola like you've never had it before. New Nitro Pepsi. Smooth, creamy, delicious.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
When you remember the details, the patients know that you know them, and they're not just a number. As their primary care physicians, when you know the small details, it actually makes it easier to take care of them. You remember what medicines they're on, and you remember what they do on Sunday nights. They're always at a bridge club or something. It affects your care in a positive way. I'm Dr. James Barnes, and I'm a primary care physician at Mount Carmel.
Seventh inning, Jihwan Bey will lead things off. Number 25 prospect, according to Baseball America, in the Pittsburgh organization. 22 years of age, Pittsburgh signed him out of South Korea in 2018. He'll face a new hurler for the Clippers. Nick Michalachik takes over on the bump. Michalachik, 6'2", 206-pounder, out of Parkland, Florida, 24 years of age. Guardians drafted him back in 2019 in the 11th round, so he is young in his professional career. Coming into this year, just 47 career professional appearances. Fastball swung on, hit on the ground to first base. Fry will take it to the bag himself, one pitch and one out. Now, Bay hit one to Fry last time up that skipped under his glove for an error. Led to an unearned run. This time, Fry was darn sure it wasn't going to get by him. Back to the top of the order now for Travis Swaggerty. First pitch to him is a called strike over the outside corner. Luke Maley is still behind home plate. Just swinging a ground ball to first. And that is just foul past the diving David Fry. Maley caught 5 innings in his first game, 6 innings in his second game, and looks like he's going to get at least 7 tonight. Matt Eckelman warming up for Indianapolis. Mike Galachik's pitch swung on and missed on 0-2. That's strike three. Swaggerty put away quickly and quietly. Mike Galachik came into play today with 3 innings, 3 hits, no runs, no walks, 5 strikeouts. Trying to author a 1-2-3 seventh. O'Neill Cruz at the plate. Fastball, strike on the inside corner, 0-1. Michalachik goes to work, throws a breaking ball down and in, 1-1. Operating at a brisk pace here, now time is called by Cruz. He steps out of the left-handed batter's box. Everybody ready to go. The pitch. Late swing at a slider. 1-2. And the 1-2 pitch is in the dirt. Evens things, 2 balls and 2 strikes. IL Scores brought to you by Huntington Bank. Proud title sponsor of Huntington Park, the home of the Clippers. 2 rainouts today, or cold outs, or inclement weather outs, or wet grounds outs, whatever you want to call them. Scranton at Buffalo, they won't play. Same thing Worcester at Syracuse. Three balls and two strikes now. And the pitch. And he walked him. Threw him the off-speed pitch outside. Didn't go back to the fastball against Cruz. And that's a two-out walk. Brings up Rodolfo Castro. First walk issued by Michael Ochick this season. It's a final in Louisville now. Iowa beats the Bats 7-2. Durham still leading at Norfolk, 5-3. That game's in the bottom of the sixth inning now. Bottom seven at Toledo. The Mud Hens are putting it on the St. Paul Saints, 10-0. Michael Ochick goes to work and misses low with a fastball, 1-0. Memphis has grabbed a 2-1 lead at home against Omaha, heading to the seventh inning. Top six at Lehigh Valley. Iron Pigs lead Rochester 4-1. Bottom of the seventh at Jacksonville. The Jumbo Shrimp leading 2-0 against Gwinnett. Cruz faked an attempt at second base. The pitch is out of the zone for a ball. Put on the brakes and headed back. The biggest news, though, down in Jacksonville is not the score, but the fact that Ronald Acuna Jr. started his rehab assignment today for the Gwinnett Stripers. He had a double. The Braves are anxious to get him back. 2-0 pitch, and that's a fastball just a little bit low, 3-0. And so Michael Ochick now, after getting 2 quick outs, is between a rock and a hard place. Nashville leading at home, 4-0, top of the fourth. Again, Charlotte, those are your IL scores. Right here, it's 3-2 Clippers. Michael Ochick deals, and a 3-0 pitch is swung on by Rodolfo Castro and missed. 3-1. Time called by Castro. He has come up 3 times today. Strikeout, flyout, strikeout. Three-one. He was anxious at that one. Took a rip and fouled it straight back to the screen. A fastball at 90. Castro with bright yellow batting gloves and that elbow guard bright yellow as well. Switch hitter batting from the left side. Runner goes. Here's the pitch. It is just a whisker inside for ball four. 2 quick outs and now 2 base on balls. And Mason Martin will stride to the plate. Martin's been held in check today, but he's had a good season. 333 batting average. All kind of power. 5 doubles, 3 triples, and 2 home runs. Michael Ochick goes to work and throws a strike. The home crowd can't believe it. It looked maybe a little bit wide, maybe a little bit high, but Michael Ochick will take it for sure. Martin tied for the league lead in extra base hits. Offering to him, he chased a high fastball, 0-2. 10 extra base hits. He's tied with Travis Demerit of the Gwinnett Stripers. Michael Ochick, 1 strike away from escaping damage. Here's the pitch, and it's down and in. Maley had to make a nice backhand grab to keep that one from going to the backstop.
Come on, Mason.
draws by the right hander. Repeat to second. Now the pitch. Doing the off speed, and it's sailed outside, 2-2. Brief delay as Maley had to adjust his shin guard a little bit. He's back behind home plate. Martin in the left-handed batter's box. Michalacic on the rubber with his sign. He peeks to second. Now turns and fires. And a hard ground ball that's going to be a fair ball on the first base side. That's a break for the Clippers because that is fielded by David Fry, straddling the line. He'll take it to the bag for out number three. Two walks do not hurt the Columbus Clippers here in the seventh inning. We go to the eighth with the visitors still leading by a 3-2 score.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
10TV is leading the way as Central Ohio's most watched news station.
And in this exclusive interview,
10TV first broke this news.
Day or night, we're there when big news breaks.
We just got our hands on this indictment,
bringing you exclusive stories.
Tonight, we went undercover.
Anything you want to say about the charges?
Getting answers for you.
What would you guys say to past patients who are sickened by that?
How are we trying to get people back into the job force?
10TV, your most watched news station. Central Ohio's news leader.
Don't leave money on the table. FAFSA could help the journey to college be less of a financial burden. We also help with filling out FAFSA, so it's less stressful for you. Visit itsforyou.org to use free resources to get free federal student financial aid for college. Visit itsforyou.org to learn more.
Sponsored by the Ohio Department of Higher Education. Aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Well, Indianapolis has threatened a couple of times now with the Clippers clinging to a one-run lead, but ultimately the bullpen has been able to largely keep them in check. Now the Clippers will look for some insurance here in the eighth inning. Luke Maley will bat to lead things off. Oscar Gonzalez and Will Benson to follow. A new pitcher on for Indianapolis. Matt Eckelman will take the hill. Eckelman, 6'3", 280 pounds, 28 years of age, out of Shawnee, Kansas. First pitch swing, and Maley hits it to the right center field gap on the run, and making the catch is Travis Swaggerty. Where did that fall in? It looked like he made the catch, but he must have bobbled it. Let's take a look at the replay here. Oh, yes, it. He put the glove down. He didn't bobble it. He short-hopped it. He tried to sell like he came up with it, but Maley will have a base knock. And a big empty swing from Oscar Gonzalez is strike one. That was a good sell job out there. Middle infield in double play position. Gonzalez takes off the outside corner. 1-1 count. Robert Broom warming up for the Clippers in their bullpen. Eckelman was with Indianapolis all of 2021. Deals here, and it's fouled away. Pittsburgh drafted him in 2016 in the 21st round. And he is a big dude. I mean, he's not Jumbo Diaz big, but he's probably the biggest guy to wear an Indy uniform since Jumbo Diaz. And he's got the beard to match. I mean, UConn Cornelius territory. Here's the ball shot to right field. Another great piece of hitting there from Oscar Gonzalez. A pitch over the outer part of the plate, and he didn't try and do too much with it, recognized an outside half strike, and punched it into right field for a single. He is now a home run shy of the cycle. That moves Mailey into scoring position. Nobody out for Will Benson. Benson was hit by a pitch and scored back in the fourth inning. That's the last run scoring inning for Columbus. Benson swings and it's a high fly ball to left center field. But that's where fly balls go to die in Indianapolis. It is caught. The runners tag. Gonzalez with a head first dive into second is safe on the back half. And Benson on what, I don't know if that's a home run in Huntington Park or not. But it's 418 to left center field, and that's right where he hit the baseball. It's not going out. Swaggerty made the catch, but both base runners advance. So now you've got him at second and third, fewer than two outs. And David Fry at the plate. Fry had a two-run double in the fourth inning. Clippers would take a base hit here. Gonzalez runs pretty well at second base. Infield draws halfway in. And the pitch is a bouncer smothered by Jason DeLay. That saved a run. Fry is one for three with that RBI double. Also bounced into a double play in the sixth inning. And has popped out to third base. Eckelman ready. He delivers. And misses downstairs. Two balls, no strikes. Eckelman on for the fourth time this year. It's not gone well for him. He's got a 23.14 earned run average. The pitch. Fastball high, 3-0. Eckelman, 2 1/3 innings, 6 runs, 6 hits, 2 homers, 5 walks, and he has not struck out a batter. He fires. And taken the whole way, that time Fry looks at a called strike. Now the 3-1. Fastball by him, a swing and a miss, 3-2. Eckelman has battled back to fill the count here. And now the payoff got him to chase ball four. Slider finished off the outside part of the plate. But that's a big strikeout. Keeps the runners at second and third and leaves it up to Mitch Tolman to try and bring in some insurance for the Clippers. Clippers fans, you can get a free On Your Side review from Nationwide, and a local agent will work with you so you can get customized coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Nationwide is on your side. The pitch. Tolman takes over but low for ball one. Tolman, the 7 hitter. Clippers do not have a hit from that bottom trio today. The 1-0. Check swing. And it's low. The appeal denied. So two balls and no strikes. Ike Freeman walked in the fourth inning. But the bottom third, a combined 0 for 8 with 5 strikeouts. A stark departure from what the Clippers have gotten from the bottom third of the order this year. There's a non-competitive pitch way outside, 3-0. I told you the Clippers, 7, 8, and 9 hitters on the season have a combined 380 on-base percentage. Eckelman delivers the 3-0. And it's swung on and missed. Tolman was not waiting around. He wanted one he could drive. Came up empty at the fastball. Came in at 91 miles per hour. Eckelman has his sign, delivers. Swung on and fouled in and out of the catcher's mitt, 3-2.
Yeah.
Fekelman can get out of this, that could be a big confidence boost for him. As I said, it's not been a good season so far. Payoff. He got him. Foul tip into the catcher's mitt for strike three. Couple of hits, but the Clippers leave both men in scoring position. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is still 3-2 Columbus.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at huntington.com/moneyscout.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Five, six, and seven due up for Indianapolis. Robert Broom is on to pitch. Clippers leading 3-2. Trying to scratch and claw their way to a victory in the opening game of this six-game series. Columbus has won eight in a row. Trying to make it nine straight for the first time since 2016. Anthony Alford. So far in the first game of his Major League rehab appearance is 0-2 with a walk and a stolen base. Righty-righty matchup. Broom goes to work and puts it over but low for ball one. Broom making his fifth appearance on the season. That leads all Clippers pitchers. He's 1-0 with a 5.79 earned run average. Sidearming right-hander. Throws just low. 4 2/3 innings, three runs, all earned. He's hit a couple of batters. He's walked five. He's struck out three. Next pitch hit on the ground up the middle. That's a long run, and Tolman cannot field it cleanly. It goes in and out of his glove. May well be the second Clippers error of the night. E6 puts the potential tying run aboard. But the Clippers have been living dangerously here. Really, most of the night, the Clippers have been living dangerously. They have authored just two clean innings. There's a ball hit hard to right field. Gonzalez, though, has the range and has the ball. One pitch to Cal Mitchell, and he's put away on an F9. Indy had the leadoff man aboard in the first inning, but Adam Scott did the job the rest of that frame, striking out three in a row. Then he put him down in order in the second inning. In the third, the first two had base hits. So that was an opportunity for Indianapolis, but Scott again got the next three quietly. Put him down in order in the fourth. Runner goes. Here's the pitch. It's high and away. The throw down and safe is the call. Tag was put right on the kisser. So yet another stolen base for Indianapolis. Yeah. Next offering in for a called strike. Potential tying run in scoring position. Hunter Owen at the plate. Two balls, one strike. The kick and the pitch. Ground ball towards the shortstop. Tolman thought about going to third, but instead will take the sure out at first. The runner advances 90 feet, two away, and Jason DeLay to the plate. Time called. Rigo Beltran out to have a word. Clippers have activity in the bullpen. Ian Jabeau getting loose out there. And there's some pressure right now on the battery. You can't throw one away here. That's the tying run at third base. So if you're going to call for something in the dirt, if you're Luke Maley, you have to keep it in front of you. 3-2 ball game. The hits are in the advantage of the Clippers, 7-4, but Columbus has also committed two errors. One error led to an unearned run in the fifth inning, and the second error right now is standing at third base. I said Anthony Alford was leading off the inning. It was actually Jared Oliva pinch hitting for Alford. So he reached on that E6, stole second base, now stands at third. And we're going to have a pinch hitter. Bly Madris will bat, left-hander. Madris from Las Vegas, Nevada, ninth round pick in 2017. First pitch to him, in for a called strike, a breaking ball, 0-1. Here is the set. Now the pitch. And it's in on the ground towards the shortstop. Tolman's got it on the true hop. Throws to first in time for out number three. And that will do it for Indianapolis. They put the potential tying run at third base. But Robert Broom able to strand him out there. No runs, no hits. An error and a man left. And we go to the ninth. It's still 3-2 Columbus.
Hi, I'm Don Reif, owner of Reif's Auto Body. For four generations, we focused on one thing, you. Since 1944, Reif's has treated your vehicle as our own. That's why 80% of our business comes from repeat customers. Visit us at reifsautobody.com.
I'm Jonathan Meenick with Edward Jones. Do you know when I hear the question, am I ready for retirement the most? When someone tells me a story of someone who cannot retire because they didn't plan ahead. The best time to plan for your retirement is right now. I can help make your retirement vision a reality, and it all starts with a phone call. Call me at 740-954-3113. That's 740-954-3113. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
At Runyon Dental Group, our focus is your outcome. I'm Dr. Runyon, and my goal is to create that perfect smile while restoring your confidence. We offer cosmetic dentistry, full mouth rehabilitation, and dental implants. See for yourself at ImplantColumbus.com.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit HeaderHeating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Love this song! I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Very nice job tonight by the Clippers pitching staff overall. The bullpen has issued some walks, but no hits. And they have pitched around a couple of Clippers defensive errors, all the while holding on to the lead. It's 3-2 Clippers as we go to the ninth inning. New pitcher on again. As Jose Fermin stands in, he will face Yeri De Los Santos. Right-hander from Samar in the Dominican Republic. 1-0 pitch hit on the ground. And to the shortstop, backhand attempt by Cruz, and it clanked off his glove. Fermin around first, heading for second. He is in with a head-first dive. I would guess that'll be the first error of the ball game for Indianapolis. We'll see how they score it. Either a double or a two-base error. In any case, the Clippers have the leadoff man aboard. Get a look at the replay. Cruz going to the backhand side. Just didn't come up with it. Went off the outside of his glove. Not an easy play. They're going to give a hit to Fermin, so that'll be a double. He'll take it. De Los Santos, signed back in 2014 by Pittsburgh. There's a bunt, first base side. Well executed. And the out is recorded, three unassisted, as Mason Martin fielded it. And with Ike Freeman heading up the line, Freeman just sort of paused, and Martin said, well, all right, I'm just going to turn around and run to first base and step on the bag. No more Pittsburgh Pirates or Pirates farmhands going to fall for that bunt and just hold things up scenario that Almago did. Was that a year ago or 2 years ago now? Infield in with a runner at third base. First pitch in the dirt for ball one. Javi Baez, still a member of the Chicago Cubs at the time, pulled off that amazing play. Richie Palacios at the plate. The 1-0. Breaking ball hit up the middle. They are going to score the run. It's fielded by Cruz, but it hopped twice, and Fermin broke on contact, so Cruz only plays to first. He'll get it over there for the 6-3 put away, but Palacios drives in a big run for the Clippers, who now lead it 4-2. And it was hit 6 or 8 feet to the right of Cruz as we look out across the diamond, his left. He had to shuffle over and just did not have a chance to make a play at the plate. Two down for Daniel Johnson. He swings and misses at the first pitch. Breaking ball for strike one. Johnson 1-for-4 with a double. Injabeau back up in the Clippers bullpen. Johnson swings and fouls away the 0-1, 0-2 now. Long look in from the big right-hander. He's got his sign. Now the pitch in the dirt, 1-2. Fans, this copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Columbus Clippers, may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Columbus Clippers. We're in the top of the ninth. Columbus leads it by 2. The pitch, breaking ball, swung on and missed, strike 3. That'll do it for the Clippers, but they tack on a run. It's 4-2, last chance coming for the Indians after this. Hey Clippers fans, AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to power up and carbon down. Help bring 100% renewable energy to the homes and businesses of your community by enrolling in our Eco Advantage plan today. Together we reduce our carbon footprint and supply clean energy for a brighter future. Visit aepenergy.com/clippers to get started. AEP Energy, the official electric and natural gas partner of the Columbus Clippers. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility.
This isn't your regular cola, so this isn't your regular cola ad. This is Nitro Pepsi, the first cola ever infused with nitrogen. Think an infusion of smaller bubbles for a cola that's got a lighter, smoother texture. And don't get me started on the pour. We're talking turn the can completely upside down and watch as those bubbles cascade into the glass to create a frothy, luxurious foam topping. Ah, this is cola like you've never had it before. New Nitro Pepsi. Smooth, creamy, delicious.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness. Edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donato's, every piece is important. Last chance for Indianapolis. The Clippers lead them 4-2. Ian Jabeau, the right-hander, on. Jihwan Bey to lead things off. He's hit the ball hard three times today. He had a single, reached on an error, and a sharp ground out to show for it. The nine-hitter will be followed by Travis Swaggerty and O'Neal Cruz. Both managers using a lot of pitching today. Jabeau is the fifth Clippers pitcher, which is a lot to use in a game, generally speaking. Indianapolis has used seven pitchers. First pitch to Bey is a fastball inside at 96 miles per hour. Hardest pitch we've seen thrown today by either side. Jabeau into the motion. And gets a swing and a foul ball to make it 1-1. Clippers took the lead right out of the blocks. Scoring a run in the top of the first inning on a walk and a triple from Oscar Gonzalez. 1-1 pitch. That bounces in 2-1. Clippers then opened it up a little bit in the fourth inning. Gonzalez led off the frame with a double. Will Benson was hit by a pitch, and then David Fry had a two-run double to make it 3-0 Clippers. That's our Phoenix Bats big hit of the game. Phoenix Bats, your hometown bat company, and the official bat of the Columbus Clippers. 2-1 fouled away. Luke Maley's day is done, by the way. There's a new Clippers catcher, Gavin Collins, behind home plate as Jabeau comes on to pitch. The 2-2 misses way inside. That was a fastball again at 96, and Bey had to jump out of the way. That'll fill the count. Boy, that looked ticketed for his knee. I'm not sure how he got out of the way. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Fastball at 97, and Bey went up out of the zone to chase after it. One down, back to the top of the order. Swaggerty singled in the first, fly to center in the third, then walked in the fifth and struck out in the seventh. Looks at the first pitch fastball on the inside corner. The wind and the pitch. That is over but low. One ball and one strike. One off speed, swung on and missed. That time Swaggerty was geared up for the heat and was out in front. Jabeau has him in a 1-2 hole. Next pitch, fouled in the Indianapolis dugout. Jabeau trying to nail it down, delivers and gets another foul ball back. 0-for-1 so far in save opportunities, Jabeau. The Clippers they have four saves in seven chances. The 1-2. Fastball. Just missed outside.
Man, that one hurt. Don't do them like that.
Daniel De Los Santos has two saves. Nick Michalachik has two. The pitch. And that did not miss by much, but it's 3-2. Bo out there thinking one of those had to be a strike. Here's the payoff. That one's a strike. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Sharp breaking ball. Chabot has struck out a pair, and now we'll deal with O'Neill Cruz, Pittsburgh's top prospect. Chabot on for the fourth time this year, has allowed a run on three hits in three innings. One walk, one strikeout, now three strikeouts. He deals. Cruz takes a strike on the inside corner, 0-1. Chabot works quickly and fires outside. Only two runs for Indianapolis scored in the fifth inning. They only had one hit in that frame, a single for Jason DeLay. And then he came around to score an unearned run. There were two walks and a Clippers error in that inning. Here comes the 2-1. Swung on and missed, a fastball by him. Challenged him with a heater. And now the Clippers are one strike away from their ninth win in a row.
Vamos! Vamos!
Cruz waits. Chabot has his sign into the motion, and the 2-2 pitch. Strike three called over the outside corner. Came with a backdoor breaking ball. Cruz is gone, and that is three strikeouts for Ian Chabot in the bottom of the ninth inning. The Clippers win it tonight, and that's nine in a row. Final score of 4-2. The postgame show is coming up after this.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important.
Good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake. If you don't buckle up, you will get caught and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington.
Welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/MoneyScout.
You've been listening to Columbus Clippers Baseball.
And Columbus continues to pour it on. Now it is 9-0.
Clippers Baseball is brought to you in part by AEP Energy, Aldi, Budweiser, Columbia Gas, Donato's Pizza, Great Clips, Hollywood Casino, Huntington Bank, Mount Carmel Health, Nationwide Insurance, the Ohio Department of Public Safety, Pedialyte, Pepsi, Perry's Ice Cream, Spectrum, and White Claw. Now it's time for the Clippers postgame show, presented by Spectrum. Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 a month each when you get two or more lines. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Hit to center field. That is going to fall in for a base knock. Clement with his second AAA hit, and this will produce two runs.
Stay tuned for the game recap, highlights, and scores from around AAA in the major leagues. Let's go back to the ballpark.
Straight wins for the Columbus Clippers. Welcome to the Spectrum postgame show. Columbus gets by 4-2. It was dicey at times, really, for both teams. There were opportunities that they were not able to cash in when the smoke clears. Columbus had 4 runs on 8 hits, and Indianapolis 2 runs on 4 hits. Here's how it happened from Victory Field today. The Clippers scored first with 2 outs in the first inning. Luke Maley, on his rehab assignment, third game of it, was able to draw a walk, and boy, did he have a task in front of him. Oscar Gonzalez put one into the right field corner to bring him all the way home. Hard line drive, shot the other way into right field. That's a base knock, and it's going to roll to the corner. Gonzalez heading for second. He'll be in. Maley's going to be waved around. As the ball rattles around in the corner, Maley will score standing, and for Oscar Gonzalez, he takes 3 bases. 1-0 Clippers, and that's the way it would be until the fourth inning. Indianapolis had a hit in the first in leadoff fashion, and in the third they had the first 2 reach-on hits, but Adam Scott both times was able to put him away without incident, and he also put him down in the fourth, 1-2-3. Meanwhile, in the top half of the fourth inning, Oscar Gonzalez, who had the RBI triple, led off with a double. Will Benson then had a hit by pitch, and David Fry came through to open it up for the Clippers. Fry swings and hits one down the left field line. That's a fair ball. It's going to get into the corner. Gonzalez rounds third, heading for home. Here comes speedy Will Benson. Relay, throw, play at the plate. Not in time. Benson slides in safely. And on the play, Fry takes third. That is a 2-run double. And that would be enough for the Clippers today. Indianapolis made it interesting. They had plenty of scoring opportunities. And maybe ironically, an inning in which they didn't do a whole lot offensively was their run-scoring frame. They had only 1 hit. The Clippers committed an error. There were a couple of walks as well, and 2 runs came in for the Indians. They had a leadoff base runner in the sixth. They had 2 base runners in the seventh, a leadoff man aboard again in the eighth inning, but the Clippers bullpen did the job today. Scott, Pinto, Michalacik, Broom, Jabot combined for a quality performance for the Clippers pitching staff in the victory. Final tallies from Indianapolis today. The Clippers had 4 runs on 8 hits. They committed 2 errors and left 7 men on base. For Indianapolis, 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors. They stranded 9. Pinto gets the win. And with that, how about this? Aaron Pinto getting the victory for the Clippers. Columbus has 10 wins this year by 10 different pitchers. He is 1-1 on the year. And Jabot gets his first save. The loss is hung on Howard. He is 0-1. The game took 2 hours, 41 minutes to play in front of 3,390 at Victory Field. And it's a short turnaround because tomorrow's game will take place at 1:35. I hope that you will be with us. For Kevin Minard back in the studio, this is Ryan Mitchell reminding you one final time tonight from the Circle City. It was the Clippers beating the Indianapolis Indians by a final score of 4-2. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.